cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for, and an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. What's left of me? Yeah, you get what's left of me.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Defense attorneys continue closing arguments in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. He's accused of falsifying business records and violating campaign finance law before the 2016 election. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer says prosecutors signaled closing arguments could take 4 hours.
That seems like the prosecutor's doing a lot of heavy lifting at the end. They probably think they maybe didn't do it throughout the trial, and probably believe there's a lot to address that the former president's attorneys are going to bring up because they go first, that they have to resolve on their closing arguments.
The Florida judge overseeing Trump's classified documents case is denied prosecutors' request to bar Trump from making statements that could endanger law enforcement agents involved in that case, saying the defense did not have adequate time to discuss the request, but the judge says prosecutors can refile. Consumer confidence rose in May for the first time in 3 months. Americans, though, still say they're anxious about inflation and interest rates. This is ABC News. A new shakeup in the wireless world as T-Mobile announced a deal to buy U.S. Cellular's wireless operations and spectrum assets in a deal valued at $4.4 billion. T-Mobile says any existing U.S. Cellular customers can remain on their current plan or switch to a T-Mobile unlimited plan. In San Clemente, California, over a Memorial Day holiday, officials forced to close sections of the beach after spotting what they called aggressive shark behavior nearby. Beachgoer Laura Ferrose was slightly disappointed by that news.
It's beautiful. I mean, I wish we were able to go into the water for a little bit, even though it's a little cold, but we have to keep the kids out because of the shark.
Less than a month after announcing her departure from the Gates Foundation, Melinda French Gates says she will be donating $1 billion over the next 2 years to organizations working on behalf of women and families, including reproductive rights in the U.S. Gates, writing in a New York Times op-ed Tuesday, that research makes it clear investing in women benefits everyone. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Three tornadoes have been confirmed in southern Wisconsin from Sunday evening storms. Ted Allen has more.
National Weather Service confirmed the touchdown of a tornado near the Rock County village of Footville, just west of Janesville. The twister stayed on the ground for about 22 minutes as it headed toward Milton to cause downed trees and power lines and minor structural damage to homes there. Another tornado was confirmed over Lake Koshkonong in Jefferson County, and the third touchdown near U.S. Highway 12 between Fort Atkinson and Whitewater. All three were in EF0 intensity, with wind speeds reaching anywhere from 65 to 80 miles per hour.
The long-awaited pushback to Act 10 begins today in a Dane County courtroom. A judge in Madison will hear arguments from teachers as to why the 14-year-old law should be struck down. Teachers' unions in Wisconsin fought back against the law in 2010 and have challenged it several times. They'll be before a new liberal-majority Supreme Court. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in even more fish this summer. Rod and reel combos? We've got them. Exclusive lures you won't find anywhere else? You betcha. And this week, Berkeley Gulp Plastics and Scents are on sale for 20% off. Plus, keep your drinks cold and food fresh on those marathon fishing days with our huge selection of Yeti coolers and drinkware featuring new seasonal colors like Big Wave Blue. Angle in to get everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers and QuickBook advisors. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department is looking for suspects in a beating at Shooters Showgirls in Elk Mound from back in March. Investigators on Friday released security camera footage from the club that shows five college-aged suspects who deputies say later beat up a man in the club's parking lot. The beating sent the man to the hospital with a broken cheek and possible brain bleed. The security video shows the moments leading up to the fight, but does not show the fight itself. No one is saying why that fight happened. The city of Durand will be looking at applying for a CDBG grant to help cover the costs of the Madison Street project. As part of the grant process, residents who live along the project will be surveyed on their household income. Now, Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says if the grant is approved, it could help cover half of the costs of the water and sewer parts of that project.
We would be looking at maybe possibly picking up about $660,000 at the max end, but that would help pay for a lot. In fact, that would cover about half of the cost of the what we could use it on, which of course would be water and the sanitary sewer that goes along there. If we move this along, we would probably be looking at building the project. We're talking 2026.
Milliron says if the grant is approved, the project would start in 2026. Two people have been injured after a collision with a highway sign in Goodhue County. The Minnesota State Patrol says a Honda Goldwing motorcycle hit a road closed sign on Highway 58 Sunday night. Sean Askew of Sombrota suffered life-threatening injuries, while passenger Ginny Hoffman of Pine Island was also hospitalized with less serious injuries. Investigators say alcohol was a factor in the crash. Askew and Hoffman were not wearing helmets. Police in Rice Lake are asking for help in finding a local woman who's been missing for weeks. That city's police department took to Facebook yesterday to ask anyone with information about Melissa Davis. Her family says they haven't seen or heard from her in weeks. Rice Lake police are not saying anything about how she left or where she may be. Her pictures are online. You can find out more at the Rice Lake Police Department Facebook page. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
There's been an arrest in a western Wisconsin killing. The Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department says deputies arrested a person Friday for a death that happened in Ettrick on May 15th. No one's saying anything about the case, including who was arrested. The Sheriff's Department also continues to remain tight-lipped about just what happened in the death in Ettrick. Investigators say it's a homicide, but that's about all they are saying. One person remains in jail after a standoff Friday night that ended with a shooting. Eau Claire police say it started as a disturbance call. The suspect had a handgun, and police say an officer shot and wounded him. Then there was an hours-long standoff. Police were able to eventually talk the suspect into surrendering, and the suspect was taken to jail. The shooting remains under investigation. There are layoffs coming to Viterbo University. The school in La Crosse Friday said it's making cuts to try to trim its expenses. In all, 27 positions at the university are being eliminated. Viterbo's president says that they are looking at both an enrollment decline and growing deficit. That deficit's expected to hit $5.5 million next year. A union representing over 1,500 workers at St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester are holding an informational picket today. That picket will be held outside the hospital beginning at about 2:30. The union's contract expired in late April, and union representatives say there's been little movement on a new one. The union represents a variety of employees at the hospital, including certified surgical technicians, patient escorts, janitors, and patient care assistants. Minnesota officials are keeping an eye on the northern border ahead of a possible strike by Canadian border agents. Canada's Customs and Immigrations Union is demanding higher salaries and benefits, and membership is authorized to strike as early as next month. Union officials say crossing the border could take up to 10 hours if customs agents strike. Minnesota leaders say they're working with the Canadian government to explore contingency plans if that strike indeed does happen. Wisconsin's attorney general is on the record as supporting the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Attorney General Josh Call Friday signed on to a brief with 22 other attorneys general to support the federal rule that provides both support for pregnant women at work, but also requires states to accommodate women who get an abortion. Tennessee sued over that part of the act. The case is now working its way through federal court. Call and the other AGs say pregnant women need support while at work, even if that includes the choice to no longer be pregnant. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The country's tallest water slide is now open in Wisconsin. The giant water slide can be found at Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in Wisconsin Dells. The Rise of Icarus attraction features five slides open to the public. Now, the tallest slide is called The Fall. It stands at 145 feet for the tallest slide in the world. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brewers fans before the game yesterday reacting to video shown by the Brewers Club thanking Craig Counsell for his time in Milwaukee. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Counsell knew it was coming and said he was all right with it.
Cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't have to go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
Willie Adames clubbed a 3-run homer to highlight a 5-run 8th inning to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 victory in the series opener.
It was amazing. I feel like a lot of us were waiting for this series because, you know, it's always intense, you know, when you're playing the Cubs, especially because, you know, we got Counsell coming for the first time after they left. And I think, you know, you couldn't match their energy tonight.
Brian Hudson earned the win with 2 scoreless innings of relief. It's the 5th straight loss for the Cubs, who fell 4.5 behind the Brewers in the Central. Game 2 of the series is tonight. Hall of Fame basketball star and TV broadcaster Bill Walton's dead at the age of 71 after a long battle with cancer. He led UCLA to 2 national championships and won 2 NBA titles with Portland and Boston. Boston back in the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years, coming from behind to beat Indiana 105-102 last night, sweeping the Pacers in the series. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 29.
We feel like we're a different team than we were last year and the year before that. I know everybody wants to continue to kind of pigeonhole us to what's happened in the past, but we've had a different team every single year.
In the NHL, Dallas came from behind last night to beat Edmonton 5-3, going up 2-1 in that series. UW-Whitewater headed to the NCAA Division III College World Series after taking 2-3 from La Crosse in the Super Regionals over the weekend, and the Milwaukee Admirals advancing to the AHL's Western Conference Finals. They will face Coachella Valley in the best-of-seven series. Game 1 is at Coachella Valley on Wednesday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Allgaier capitalizes on a rare opportunity. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, race fans. Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Justin Allgaier filled in for Kyle Larson on Sunday night at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, finishing 13th in the Coca-Cola 600 in the number 5 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Larson had just landed in Charlotte from Indianapolis to get in the car just as the rain started to fall, forcing NASCAR to cut the event short at lap 249 of the scheduled 400. Allgaier says that after a rough start, his team, led by Cliff Daniels, made the adjustments needed to get back toward the front.
You know, Cliff Daniels did an amazing job to get me kind of up to speed. You know, we were able to look at the SMT and get the car where I needed to be at. And then just balance. We worked on the balance throughout the course of the run there.
It was Allgaier's first Cup Series start in a next-gen car on a 1.5-mile speedway. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Every acre on your land is unique, so what's profitable for one acre may not be for another. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. You won't know until you measure your return on investment as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You make hundreds of decisions in any given growing season, and there are only so many ways to boost profitability on your farm. These days, it's hard to know exactly where those cost savings or profit stealers are if you don't have the tools and technology to help you. Kyle Plattner is the Senior Product Manager for Mobile and Monitoring at John Deere. He says measuring the return on investment for each field is one of the most valuable things you can do with the data that you're collecting.
I remember visiting with a farmer who was relating to me a recent discovery that he made after he started measuring some of these things. He said his most profitable acres were those in which he invested the least, that reducing inputs in certain areas of his farm was a profitable strategy, and it accelerated his adoption of variable rate technology. And so he began to notice that as he reduced the amount of inputs in certain acres, those ended up being more profitable.
He says agronomy is local and every acre is unique, so it's important to have the right tools to measure and manage these things.
Not just on a field-by-field basis, but all the way down to a subfield basis, that each acre is managed optimally for what it is. Honestly, that's what we're seeking to support with our tools, with both Harvest Profit and the John Deere Operations Center. These two products work together to make the combination more powerful than the sum of its parts. It eliminates data entry, sets you up to start managing profit by the acre. Harvest Profit makes it really, really simple to run scenarios and estimate the risk and reward trade-offs of different options.
Significant advancements in precision farming technology have been made in the last few years and expected to continue. Learn more about measuring your return on investment at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 38 at 1951, July down 41 to 1965, August down 25 to 1972, September milk down 19 at 1964. Cheese markets were steady, barrels at 198, 40-pound blocks 187, cash butter at 312 and a quarter, graded non-fat dry milk at 117 and a half, dry whey at 40 even. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher. The cattle on feed report last week viewed as neutral. Numbers were within expectations, but we're seeing some strength in the cash markets, and that is helping to provide even triple-digit gains in the feeder cattle markets, and that has live cattle moving higher. Hogs, on the other hand, the long liquidation continues in the hog markets. The traders just aren't seeing that consumer demand for pork, and that is continuing to pressure the hogs. June live cattle up 65 cents to 184.35. August up 47 cents to 181.60. October up 57 cents to 184.52. August feeder cattle up 3.27 to 263.50. September up $3 to 264.75. October up 2.75 to 265.30. June hogs down 55 cents to 93.72. July down 60 cents to 96.62. August down 67 cents to 96.22. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn and soybeans moving mostly lower. Now, a little bit of profit taking in the corn markets. Also, there has been some planting progress. Soybeans, though, much lower with double-digit losses in many contracts. As the trade is concerned, there's going to be a switch from corn to soybeans here in the U.S. due to some of the planting delays that have occurred. Wheat markets, though, are moving mostly higher. Lower production estimates for the Russian wheat crop due to weather issues, helping to support the wheat market. July corn down 2.25 to 462.5. September down 2.5 to 472. New crop down 3 to 485.25. July beans down 16.5 to 1231.5. August down 14.75 to 1230.25. New crop down 11 at 1208 and a half. July soybean meal down 960 to 376.90. July soybean oil up 61 cents to 45.56. Chicago wheat, July up 6 3/4 to 704. September up 6 1/2 to 724. And new crop, or December rather, up 5 3/4 to 745. Minneapolis wheat, July and September up 6 3/4, July 7.59 1/2, September at 7.69 1/4. Energy markets moving mostly higher. Continued concerns over the Israeli-Hamas war helping to support oil markets. July crude oil up $1.81 to $79.53, August up $1.83 to $79.06. June gas and July gas both up 3 cents, June 2.51, July at 2.50. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Check your cornfields for black cutworm and western corn rootworm. We'll talk about it coming up.
Nothing breeds innovation like a little friendly competition among farmers. The Wisconsin Soybean Program's annual yield contest does just that. Encourages growers across the state to develop innovative management practices. To be more efficient and time-friendly for entrants, the 2023 contest has been revamped. Check out what's new and fill out an entry form by visiting wisoybean.org/WSA. Entry deadline is August 31st. You won't want to miss out on this opportunity to highlight your operation and Wisconsin's outstanding production practices.
As we move out of May and into June, farmers will need to scout their fields for insect pests. The primary concern at the moment, says University of Illinois Extension field crop entomologist Nick Slider, is the black cutworm. The larvae are now large enough to do more than the simple pinhole damage you might find in the corn plant's early leaves, and can cut the corn plant off.
It's a good time to scout any fields where you had poor winter annual weed control, and in particular winter annual broadleaf weeds. Good time to check those and see if you don't have some cutworm damage. But in recent years, even when we've had fairly high moth flights, it hasn't translated into a lot of injury from that pest.
Because black cutworm larvae are mostly nocturnal, it's usually easier to scout for their damage first. When damage, particularly cutting, is observed, the Illinois Agronomy Handbook is recommending scraping away the top layer of soil or residue in the area surrounding the cut plant to uncover the larvae. Cutworm larvae have a characteristic sheen that can help to distinguish them from other caterpillars. Consider a broadcast insecticide application when 2 to 5% of the plants have been cut and cutworms are present in the field. The other field crop insect pests to be aware of right now is the western corn rootworm, says Illinois Extension's Nick Slider. Egg hatch has reached 50% in central Illinois and will get to that point around the first full week of June in the northern part of the state. He says root feeding by the western corn rootworm then is expected to end until the end of June.
Now, if it's one of these late planted fields where you don't have corn roots out there yet, those larvae are going to hatch and they're going to die. So when we see planting delayed, you typically see less of a threat from corn rootworm feeding in those fields. But that'll be kind of the next thing to keep an eye out for as this root feeding develops. And about a month from now, we'll be able to know what we've got. We'll be able to go out and evaluate how well our controls have performed.
The Western corn rootworm has been adapting to the corn hybrids used to control it, so it's important to understand what's happening in the field this season to adjust what control measures will be most successful in future years. The Western corn rootworm has historically been the most economically damaging insect pest of field corn. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall responded to markup and passage of the Farm Bill out of the House Agriculture Committee on Thursday. Duvall said, "We applaud the bipartisan vote after 13 hours of rigorous debate, but know that tight margins in both chambers and a crowded congressional calendar will present challenges in the next legislative steps." Duvall urged the Senate Agriculture Committee to schedule a Farm Bill markup. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue added, "A successful farm bill needs broad bipartisan support. We applaud today's progress, but we know that significant improvements will be needed to advance this bill." At the NFU convention held in March, delegates approved a special order of business outlining the organization's priorities for the 2024 Farm Bill, including advancing NFU's Fairness for Farmers campaign, maintaining and improving the farm safety net, and strengthening conservation programs. Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition Executive Director Allison Grab also welcomed the Farm Bill markup and inclusion of sustainable aviation provisions in the Farm Bill. Grab said the provisions of the bill affirming sustainable aviation fuel as an advanced biofuel and providing for greater USDA collaboration regarding sustainable aviation fuel underscore the significant role of that fuel. Sustainable aviation fuel made from renewable biomass and waste resources give the potential to deliver the performance of petroleum-based jet fuel, but with a fraction of its carbon footprint, giving airlines solid footing for decoupling greenhouse gas emissions from flight. That, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. By growing biomass crops for sustainable aviation fuel production, American farmers can earn more money during off-seasons by providing feedstock to the new market, while also securing benefits for their farms like reducing nutrient losses and improving soil quality. Senator Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, both of Iowa, are demanding that the Environmental Protection Agency raise 2024 and 2025 renewable volume obligations for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels. The lawmakers joined Representative Randy Fenstra, also an Iowa Republican, in a letter to President Biden and EPA Administrator Michael Regan. The letter stated, "For the biomass-based diesel industry to continue to grow, it needs certainty and predictability, and this requires RFOs that adequately reflect the growth potential of biomass-based diesel production." The agency last year set RVOs at levels that the lawmakers say fail to align with carbon condition or market conditions, rather, and production outlooks, contributing to biodiesel plant closures in the Midwest. The letter also touted reduced emissions of renewable fuels. According to a life cycle analysis completed by the Argonne National Laboratory using the GREET model, 100% biodiesel reduces emissions 74% compared to petroleum diesel. Lawmakers recently advanced the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act out of a subcommittee. The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Innovation, Data, and Commerce marked up and passed the legislation for full committee consideration. The action follows a subcommittee hearing April 30th and mirrors the draft legislative language that was the focus of the hearing. Representatives from the National Association of Broadcasting and also the National Association of Farm Broadcasting attended that hearing. During last week's markup, Representative Debbie Dingell, a Michigan Democrat, noted that automakers are ready to commit to voluntarily keeping AM radio in vehicles, but added, "I also think AM radio should be in all, in cars as well as trucks, boats, agriculture, and recreational vehicles. I think we need to study those issues." Legislation to require AM radio as a safety feature in all vehicles currently has 61 sponsors in the Senate and 254 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Scattered rain showers are expected today in our ag weather forecast. Even a few thunderstorms are possible. Dry conditions, though, are expected later tonight through Wednesday night, followed by additional chances for showers and storms for the latter half of the week into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs 61 to 66. Relative humidity is 54 to 59%. North winds at 6 to 11. We'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight becoming mostly clear. A slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 41 to 46. Relative humidity is at 90 to 95%. North winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. Wednesday, sunshine, high 66 to 71. Relative humidity is 39 to 44%, with northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, warmer, highs 80 to 85.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Life we've been living, it's harder every day.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stay up all night. Well, I don't know. Can't see him for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. They'll promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
You know.
mind. I think about it all the time. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time. Oh yeah.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control.